The state is warning Southeast residents not to harvest shellfish because of a large bloom of algae in Southeast Alaska waters, coupled with warm summertime weather. Department of Health and Social Services spokesman Greg Wilkinson says people need to be extra cautious because of ocean water conditions.
It's just that right now, this monitoring that's being done by the folks through the University of Alaska Southeast have shown higher than normal levels of the algae that produces paralytic shellfish poisoning. So where we always advise against, you know, personal harvesting of shellfish, right now it's going to be a even more dangerous time.
Wilkinson says water samples from around Southeast are showing increasing levels of two types of algae.
They did some along the Edelin Island. They did some on the west side of Prince of Wales Island. The samples that they took around Juneau are also very high, both for Alexandrium, which causes paralytic shellfish poisoning, and Dinophilus, which produces what's called a diuretic shellfish poisoning, which gives you really bad diarrhea, neither of which you would really want to get.
Toxins in the algae can accumulate in clams, mussels, oysters, gooey duck clams, scallops, and crab guts. Health officials recorded 8 reported cases of shellfish poisoning last year and 4 people hospitalized by shellfish poisoning. PSP can paralyze and kill its victims. Early warning signs are tingling of the lips and tongue. The state says commercially harvested shellfish sold in stores is tested and considered safe to eat. Any suspected cases of PSP should be reported to the state section of epidemiology at 269-8000, or you can call toll-free 1-800-478-0084. Sea Alaska Corporation shareholders have voted down a term limits measure. It called for limiting board of directors' numbers to 4 3-year terms for a total of 12 years. It only attracted a little more than a quarter of the voting shares required to win. Sea Alaska Corporate Secretary Nicole Hollingstad says shareholders also returned 5 incumbents.
The Sea Alaska board slate was reelected. Directors Albert Gukesh, Barbara Caliente Nelson, Bill Thomas, Joe Nelson, and Tate London were reelected.
3 independent board candidates lost, William Micklin, Raymond Austin, and Edward Sarabia Jr. Sea Alaska is the regional native corporation for Southeast Alaska. It has more than 21,000 shareholders, with fewer than half living in the region. Election results were announced at Saturday's annual meeting, which was held here in Juneau.
Approximately 350 of our shareholders joined us at Thunder Mountain High School for our annual meeting. And 417 of our shareholder households viewed the webcast of our annual meeting this year.
Last year's meeting in Haines attracted about a third as many people, but twice this year's webcast count. Those attending Saturday's meeting heard from Hawaiian native leader Nanaina Thompson of the Polynesian Voyaging Society. Hollingstad says he spoke about Alaska natives as cultural leaders. He also talked about a major expedition that he's planning to several Polynesian islands.
It is designed for those paddlers to navigate the way the old Hawaiians did, merely by geography and the stars along the paths that their ancestors used to paddle. And he indicated that it would be wonderful if some Alaska natives could join those Hawaiians on the voyage.
The board also voted to retain Sea Alaska's management team. We have board election results on our website at ktonews.org. 4 applicants for the CBJ Community Development Director will be on the hot seat today as the final selection process gets underway. The city and borough received 22 applications for the position, vacated recently by the retirement of Dale Pernula. Interviews were recorded with 11, and a selection committee further narrowed the field. The finalists will participate in the city's assessment center evaluation process, in which job candidates respond to daily situations and problems that they would face in the job that they seek. They face written reports, oral presentations, as well as questions from city staff and the public. 2 of the 4 finalists are from Juneau: Greg Cheney, who is acting community development director, and Catherine Eldemar, a former special assistant to Sea Alaska Corporation and CEO. Sea Alaska Corporation president and CEO. Candidate Hal Hard comes from Washington State, where he's worked in city planning and development. Ed James is a city and regional planner from Utah. Public feedback is part of the process, and several of the Assessment Center exercises will be open to the public today and tomorrow, with a public reception scheduled tomorrow from 5 to 6:30 in the evening. And the Assessment Center schedule can be found on our website at ktoonews.org. Oil prices continue to fall. Brent crude is at $90.42 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate fell below $80 to $78.84 a barrel. Silver is down 8 cents in New York spot market trading, currently at $26.82 an ounce. Lead is down, currently at 80 cents a pound. The State Department of Law has weighed in on a suit in federal court aimed at stopping the Division of Elections from preparing for future elections until all challenges to the new redistricting plan are settled. The division is currently waiting to take the final steps on this year's election until the U.S. Justice Department approves the state plan under the Federal Voting Rights Act. In a statement released late Thursday, Attorney General Michael Garrity said there is no constitutional reason for the delay, because the federal government should not be involved in the issue. Assistant Attorney General Margaret Payton Walsh says the 1965 Voting Rights Act places the pre-clearance requirement only on a few states. Among them is Alaska, which at the time it passed had an English-only language requirement.
It's essentially based on the sort of theory that the jurisdiction can't be trusted. And we don't think that that's appropriate applied to Alaska. And in fact, when the Voting Rights Act was reauthorized in 2006, we don't really believe that the evidence presented there justified the distinction between the states that are covered and the states that aren't covered, because not everybody has to do this.
The language exclusions were later removed, but a ballot initiative in 1998 required all communications with the state government be in English. That held until 2010, when the state settled a lawsuit in Bethel that claimed its refusal to provide UPIC elections material was a violation of the federal law. Peyton Walsh says the state is committing to providing language assistance for voters and is not trying to undermine the protections of the Voting Rights Act.
We're not saying that we don't think those are important issues, or that we don't think that Alaska should be required to not to discriminate or not to provide assistance. That's not what this is about. This is a much narrower issue that has to do only with this requirement that every time we want to make any kind of a change, we have to go to Washington, D.C.
She says the lawsuit does not consider the time necessary to prepare for an election, and the only obstacle to completion of that work is the absence of the federal preclearance. Attorneys who are working for the case for the Native American Rights Fund declined to comment on the record on the state's argument until filing a response to the federal court today.